Hi, I'm Nikki Strong, in for Ray McDonald this week on The Voice of America. And this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're gift-wrapping the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending June 27th, 2015. His album, Everything Is Four, was released earlier this month, and its lead single has reached number one in six countries, including Scotland, the UK, and South Africa. He was number five last week and stands firm in the same spot. It's Jason Derulo with Want to Want Me. Jason Derulo also surprised comedian Vice Ganda in the Philippines by sending him a videotaped message congratulating Vice on the fourth anniversary of his TV show. In the message, Derulo thanks the Philippines for making Wiggle and Talk Dirty such a massive success. Vice Ganda is credited with helping to spearhead the Talk Dirty dance craze in the Philippines. However, Derulo isn't the only one making us dance all over the world. Walk the Moon thrives in fourth place for yet another week with their platinum single, Shut Up and Dance. Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back, she said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny, she said. Not only has Shut Up and Dance lodged itself in the fourth spot of the Hot 100, it has also topped the Hot Rock Songs chart for 12 weeks straight. Residing in the number three spot is Trap Queen by Willie Maxwell, a.k.a. Fetty Wap, who recently revealed how he lost his eye. I ain't never letting go. Fetty Wap shared in an interview that he was born with glaucoma and had to get a prosthetic eye when he was 12 years old. He talked about what it was like growing up with that prosthetic. He said many of his classmates didn't even realize anything was wrong. They thought maybe he was cross-eyed or had a lazy eye until one day he took it out. And his classmates were like, whoa! After that, Wap says he got the nickname One-Eyed Woody. He also says he no longer wears the prosthetic because he doesn't care to look like everybody else. Hanging tight in the number two spot is Taylor Swift with Kendrick Lamar, Bad Blood. Did you hear how she took down Apple Music? Hang tight for the details. Taylor Swift is definitely big, bad, and powerful. In a blog post she titled To Apple, Love Taylor, she says, I'm sure you're aware that Apple Music will be offering a free 3-month trial to anyone who signs up for the service. I'm not sure you know that Apple Music will not be paying writers, producers, or artists for those 3 months. She goes on to say to Apple, with all due respect, it's not too late to change the policy. We don't ask you for free iPhones. Please don't ask us to provide you with our music for no compensation. Guess what? Apple obliged. The Apple VP of Internet Software and Services personally tweeted Taylor Swift, saying Apple Music will pay artists for streaming even during the customer trial period. Get 'em, Taylor! Number one this week, certified 2x platinum, is Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. See you again. No surprise there.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
And that's it for this week's Top 5 Countdown. Who will break into the top 5 and shake things up next week? You'll have to catch Ray McDonald to find that out. He'll be back then. I'm Nikki Strong, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.